Mr. Logan's Grand Tour. Written by Sue Behrendt. Illustrated by Heloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Leah Schulze. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Britta Gartner. Mr. Logan was a Victorian gentleman and the inventor of a time machine. He planned to show his Zeitmaschine at the Great Exhibition of 1851. But there was a problem.
"Does this Zeitmaschine of yours even work?"
asked the exhibition organizers doubtfully.
"Everything you've invented has failed, Logan. Without proof that it works, we won't exhibit this ridiculous machine."
Wasting no time, Mr. Logan jumped into his Zeitmaschine, flicked a switch and zoop! Disappeared, only to reappear at a train station in 2018. Mr. Logan felt his tummy start flip-flopping and he turned rather green. He looked around in dem Bahnhof and raced to the nearest toilets. Mr. Logan stumbled out of the cubicle and washed his face.
"Are you okay?" asked a boy in den Toiletten.
"I am now. Where are the towels?" asked Mr. Logan.
The boy pointed to a hand dryer. Mr. Logan approached den Händetrockner and stuck his face under the hot air. It blew his hat right off his head and into a toilet.
"What a marvellous invention!" cried Mr. Logan.
You haven't seen einen Händetrockner before?" asked the boy.
"No, I'm a time-travelling inventor," explained Mr. Logan. "In a few hours, I must return to 1851 with proof that I've travelled to the future. Can you help me find something to take back?"
"A time traveller? Cool!" said the boy. "I'm Billy, and I know the perfect place to look. We'll take the bus."
Billy led Mr. Logan out of dem Bahnhof. When the bus approached, Mr. Logan shrieked.
"What's that?"
he asked. "It's ein Bus," replied Billy.
"But where are the horses?" said Mr. Logan, looking under den Bus. "And was ist das?"
"It's the exhaust," said Billy. "You probably shouldn't put your face there because..."
Suddenly, der Bus backfired, sending a burst of black smoke straight into Mr. Logan's face. It was a pity because he'd only just washed it. The pair hopped on the next bus to the art gallery.
"There's loads of modern art in dem Kunstmuseum," said Billy. "You can take something home to show everybody."
When they arrived, Mr. Logan gasped.
"Was ist das?"
he asked, pointing at a painting made up of squiggly lines.
"It's art," replied Billy.
"It doesn't look like art to me, but it could convince everyone I've been to the future,"
Mr. Logan cried, pulling the painting off the wall.
"What are you doing?"
shouted the security guard in dem Kunstmuseum.
I'm taking this Gemälde, if you don't mind," said Mr. Logan.
"Oh, no, you're not,"
said the security guard as he threw them out. Let's try the supermarket, said Billy. We'll find proof there.
Where is der Supermarkt? Asked Mr. Logan.
It's there, replied Billy.
But Mr. Logan was so interested in the tills at dem Supermarkt that he jumped on a conveyor belt to get a closer look and was kicked out, empty-handed.
We can try the shopping center instead, said Billy.
Wo ist das Einkaufszentrum? Asked Mr. Logan.
Es ist dort, replied Billy.
Inside dem Einkaufszentrum, Mr. Logan passed a television.
Those poor people are trapped inside that box, he shouted. We must free them!
Before Billy could stop him, Mr. Logan smashed den Fernseher on the floor and they were thrown out of dem Einkaufszentrum too.
I'll never find proof, Mr. Logan sighed. I would photograph all the wonderful things I've seen, but my camera takes hours to set up.
Photographs! That's it! Billy cried. Postcards have photographs on, and we can buy some from the post office.
Wo ist die Post? Mr. Logan asked.
Sie ist dort, replied Billy.
This post is so modern and full of technological wonders, said Mr. Logan.
While Billy chose postcards, Mr. Logan discovered something quite amazing.
Was ist das? He asked,
reaching for some bubble wrap.
This is such fun! Pop!
Das ist Luftpolsterfolie, replied Billy.
Then he handed Mr. Logan the postcards.
Good gravy! These postkarten are full of fantastic images of the future, said Mr. Logan. And I'll take this Luftpolsterfolie back for myself. Pop!
There's still time to spare, said Billy.
Well, I brought my bathing suit with me, said Mr. Logan. So why don't we visit the swimming pool? Wo ist das Schwimmbad?
Es ist dort, said Billy.
At dem Schwimmbad, Mr. Logan couldn't help showing off his diving skills. First, he did a tummy tickler. Then a high pants handstand. And finally, a graceful swan dive from the diving board. He was having a wonderful time. Until he realized that his postkarten had been tucked into his bathing suit the whole time.
Oh no! They're ruined! Sobbed Mr. Logan.
There's no time to buy more, said Billy, looking at his watch. You have to go back.
The exhibition organizers were right. I am a failure, said Mr. Logan unhappily as they trudged back to dem Bahnhof.
At dem Bahnhof, he shook Billy's hand.
Thanks for your help, Billy. You're a good chap.
I'm really sorry about your postkarten, replied Billy as Mr. Logan climbed onto his Zeitmaschine and
zoop!
Disappeared. Back in 1851, Mr. Logan looked for the exhibition organizers.
So, Logan, what have you brought us from the future?
They asked.
Not much, I expect.
Nothing of interest, said Mr. Logan sadly.
Was ist das? Asked the organizers,
pointing to the bundle under Mr. Logan's arm.
Das ist Luftpolsterfolie, replied Mr. Logan,
suddenly realizing he had the proof he needed after all.
It is from the future.
The organizers grabbed the Luftpolsterfolie.
This is wonderful, said one.
Marvelous, said another.
Mr. Logan was so thrilled that he could have popped. So Mr. Logan's Zeitmaschine was allowed to appear at the great exhibition. And although he told the visitors all about den Bahnhof, die Toiletten, den Bus, das Schwimmbad, das Kunstmuseum, die Post, das Einkaufszentrum und den Supermarkt in the future, the only thing people seemed interested in was die Luftpolsterfolie. Glossary. Der Bahnhof, the train station. Der Bus, the bus. Das Einkaufszentrum, the shopping center. Ist dort. It's there, masculine. Es ist. It is, neutral. Es ist dort. It's there, neutral. Der Fernseher, the television. Das Gemälde, the painting. Der Händetrockner, the hand dryer. Das Kunstmuseum, the art gallery. Die Luftpolsterfolie, the bubble wrap. Die Post, the post office. Die Postkarten, the postcards. Das Schwimmbad, the swimming pool. Sie ist dort. It's there, feminine. Sie sind dort. They're there. Der Supermarkt, the supermarket. Die Toiletten, the toilets. Was ist das? What's that? Wo ist? Where is? Wo sind? Where are? Die Zeitmaschine, the time machine. Activity book time. Map it out. Billy needs to draw a map of his town. Listen to Billy read out where each place is. Then write the answers in the spaces next to the questions in your activity book. And draw the place on the map using the symbols in the word bank. 1. Die Post ist in C4. 2. Der Supermarkt ist in A5. 3. Das Kunstmuseum ist in D2. 4. Das Schwimmbad ist in B3. 5. Das Einkaufszentrum ist in A1. 6. Der Bahnhof ist in E3.